for your family. It's for the salvation of your house. I can't get saved for my kids, but I can point them to Jesus. Now, Noah sacrificed his time, his efforts, his money, I mean everything. He sacrificed. His whole life was invested in the building of this ark. And we know what takes place. God says, come into the ark, and his family comes into the ark. Noah, his wife, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives, all eight souls were on board the ark. And the Bible says God shut the door. But had Noah not built the ark, and they stayed outside, the waters of judgment, when they came, what would have took place to Noah's family? They'd have died. The value of one soul is important. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I love you. I'm responsible to tell you, the flood's not coming. Jesus is coming. And after this, the judgment. There's going to be a time when the world's not going to be tried by water next time, but it's going to be tried by fire. It's coming to play. You say, it's not going to happen. They said that for 120 years while Noah was preaching too. But Noah invested, right? His boys got on board, and they got on the inside of the ark, and they were preserved from the floods of deathly water. Now, let me go on and say this. While Noah was not sinless, and while Noah did what he did for the saving of his house, amen, there's also something else that I know. It wasn't for eternity. Think about this. Jesus, however, much different than Noah, just a picture, Noah just a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what God did. God sent not an ark, not sticks, not wood. No, God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should what? Not perish, but have everlasting life. Can I just say this morning, the door's open. You can walk on the inside of the ark. You can find security. You can find help. You can find strength. Listen, not by a boat, but by the Lord. And the Lord did this. The Bible said that that ark was sealed. I can't get on the construction. We'll be here all day. But the Bible said it was sealed from the inside and on the outside. It was pitched in and out. Sealed in and out, right? Can I tell you, at Calvary's Hill, there was some wood that was blood stained. Amen. Y'all with me this morning? So that we could be sealed on the inside and on the outside. Amen. And preserved and helped and saved. Amen. And called Jesus our Lord and Savior. Listen, you had to be a partaker of the things of the cross in order to be saved by the cross. He did what he did, Brother Dakota, for the saving of his house. Christ did what he did for the saving of humanity. However, you got to notice something about Noah. Noah's life points to Jesus, right? Watch what takes place. In order to go in the ark in Noah's day, you had to be connected to somebody. Who were they connected to? Well, all the sons of Noah, their wives, the only reason why they got in the ark was not based upon their righteousness, but it was based upon his righteousness. Now look, in order for you to go to heaven, you ain't going to get to go to heaven on what you've done. Because I ain't done no good. Praise God, as most of us ain't done no good either, right? But it's not based on what I've done. But it's based upon what Christ did for me. The only way that you're going to go to heaven is for you to have a personal connection, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have no personal relationship, you ain't going to heaven. You ain't going to be saved. And you're going to spend eternity in an awful, awful place that the Bible calls hell. Can I ask you this morning? Let me ask you a question. Do you know him as your personal Savior? Do you know him as your personal Savior? And if you do know him as your personal Savior, let me ask you this. Are you living your life in such a way that other people would want to have a personal relationship with Jesus? I told someone yesterday, I said this. If you was running up to get on an airplane, okay, let me in. What are they going to ask you for? A ticket. Do you have a ticket? Well, I didn't have time to buy one. Well, you're not getting on this plane. Now what? This is what the world's trained you to do. Well, God is the God of love, and God would never send anybody to hell. Oh, he won't send nobody to hell. It's got a ticket. And God is a God of love. He loved you so much, he gave his son, who is the ticket, for you to go to heaven. And if you reject the ticket, Jesus, you dare not expect to get into heaven. I'm going to ask you this morning, do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.